good idea, and then we can go into this spiritual warfare. And yeah, you know, Daniel was the busiest man in the kingdom, but he had time to intercede. And he used to sit at his window 4 times a day and pray for Jerusalem. He used to pray towards Jerusalem. He used to pray. Daniel 10, verse 12 said, "Then he said to me, 'Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I've come because of your words.'" You know, God longs for us to come into a new intimate place with him. And John Wesley once said, "God does nothing on earth save to believing prayer. The prayer of God's saints are the capital stock of heaven by which God carries on his great work upon the earth. God conditions the very life and prosperity of his calls on prayer. So where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. Togetherness is the body in action, being one mind and one body in harmony, synchronized, standing together on the word in unity." And that's very important, that we are united. Because God's word says that a house divided on itself will not stand. And yet it says that where brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, what is it? It's like the precious oil of Mount Hermon, isn't it? Flowing down upon them. And that's what we've got to strive for, isn't it? Togetherness. And you know, I find prayer very exciting. A true prayer meeting is exciting, because when you're flowing in the Holy Spirit, somebody will pray something and you think, "Oh, I was just about to pray that." And it's really showing you, you know, that you're hearing from God. And each person has a part to play. You know, it's not one person hogging the meeting, but each person will have something from the Lord to contribute in that prayer meeting. And intercession, it's rather like conception. That burden will not leave you until the baby is born. And those of us that have had babies will know what I'm talking about. But the Holy Spirit has to conceive something. So, you know, it's quite tiring, actually, sometimes, interceding. It requires the spirit, the soul, and the body. But the Holy Spirit must be, man mustn't control the orchestra. The Holy Spirit must be in control. You know, when Elijah was on Mount Carmel, do you know, he was actually crouched in the birthing position of the day. And he was interceding and bringing forth the answer. And sometimes when we're praying and interceding, it will come like with groanings, with words that can't be uttered, but there's just this groaning in our hearts, in our spirits. But God's desire is for us to come in a new intimate place with him under the anointing. 1 Peter 2 verse 5 says, "You are living stones. You're being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus." You know, fire always falls on sacrifice, and that is where the altar is built. And we'll be looking how important it is to prepare our hearts before a prayer meeting, or before we even get to the prayer meeting. You know, we have the earth, we're on the earth, and then we have the middle heaven, and that's where all the spiritual battles are fought. You know, Satan is a fallen angel. He got too big for his boots in heaven. And he was cast out of heaven with a third of the angels. And those are the demons, or whatever you want to call them, spirits that are contrary to the work of God. They are operating on this earth at the moment. But they know that their days are short, because Jesus is coming back. Not in lowly circumstances, but the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And, you know, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. We've got the garments of salvation on. You know what they are, don't you? Ephesians 6. Yeah? Shall we look at it a minute?
Spiritual armor.
Our spiritual armor. I often hear people say that they put their armour on every morning. But you know, I never take mine off. Because when does the enemy attack us most? Well, he attacks me in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, when we're at our lowest. So all I say is I polish my armour. I polish it, but I never take it off. Has anybody got it yet?
Yes.
Right. Would you like to read from 10 to 18? Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. If somebody would like to read that.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints.
Thank you, brother. So if you notice here, all of these weapons are to protect us. Yeah? But one we attack with.
Sword.
The sword. What's the sword?
Sword of
the Spirit is the word of God. That's right. It's the word of God. So we're seated with Christ, all right? We're praying in heavenly places. We're clothed with the garments of salvation. We're united together, the body in action. And this is the strategic nature of corporate prayer. And the word of God is our weapon of our warfare. You know, and not everything is answered always immediately. You know, sometimes we're stormed the gates for weeks or for months before we have an answer. But be reassured in faith that every prayer that you utter up that is in line with God's word, God will answer it. Because he's a God of his word and he's a God of his truth. And these prayers, in Revelation it talks about the bowls of incense. And when you pray in heaven, these bowls of incense are being filled with your prayers. And one day there's going to be enough incense in those prayers and it's going to fall out and you're going to see the answer to your prayers. Our aim is to dislodge the works of darkness, to release the word of God in that situation, and to bring release in the spiritual realm. So it's let your kingship up, let your royalty come down, let your kingdom come. And I think I'm going to finish there for the moment. Okay.